Hello, this is Annika, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Confessions of a Freak. Good evening, freaks. tonight we have some very special guests with us. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure, yeah. I'm Micah. What do I say?
Whatever you want to say.
I've been a freak my entire life.
I'm Zane, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Is that all you have to share?
Yeah, that's all I have to share.
Awesome. And I'm Eliza, Annika's co-host. Would anybody like to... This was not... Who came up with this idea for the theme of the show today?
I think it was Annika.
Fess up.
I think it was me.
Would you like to share with the
group? Sure, yeah. So, it's going to be a very specific mood tonight. We are doing a listen through front to back, start to end, of Carrie and Lowell by Sufjan Stevens. It's going to be a very special evening. Do you guys have anything you want to share before we get into that?
I personally think this is a very good album. Like, start to finish is very well made.
Yeah, I'm excited to do some analysis.
critical analysis.
Yeah, everyone else here has... I haven't listened to this album all the way through. I think there's some songs I haven't even listened to, period. Mike is giving me a surprised face.
I'm very surprised. I thought you had.
No, so this is, like, big for me. Everyone else is, like, they're deep in it. They're too far gone.
Well, I'm so happy to be here witnessing this experience, this moment for you, Eliza.
This is massive.
And I guess, without further ado, Carrie and Lowell...
Silence, I can hear you, but I'm afraid to be near you, and I don't know where to begin, and I don't know where to begin. Somewhere in the desert, there's a forest and an acre before us, but I don't know where to begin, but I don't know where to begin. Again, I lost my strength completely. Oh, be near me, tired old mare, with the wind in your hair. Amethyst and flowers on the table. Is it real or a fable? Well, I suppose a friend is a friend, and we all know how this will end. Chimney swift that finds me, be my keeper. Silhouette of a cedar. What is that song you sing for the dead? What is that song you sing for the dead? I see the signal searchlight strike me in the window and of my room. Well, I got nothing to prove. Well, I got nothing to prove.
You'll never see us again.
So that was Death with Dignity by Sufjan Stevens. I don't know, people talk to me about it. They're like, Micah, how can you listen to this album on repeat? It's so sad. I think, no, it's people say that. It's true.
How could they?
But it's like, I think to me, it's a song about working. I mean, it's an album about working through grief. So it's kind of inspiring. Mm. It's a very beautiful album, but it's about working through grief and like making something of it. You know what I mean?
I think this is a good intro to the album.
Good thing you put it first then.
Okay, I'm a big fan of this song. This is one of the ones I know. So it makes me feel comforted. Good starting point. What's next up?
Next up, Should Have Known Better.
My brother had a daughter.
Zane has created a very tense atmosphere in the studio with his recent comments. Zane, would you like to share?
I think the song is a weaker point on the record.
Scathing.
Ridiculous.
I'd like to say that I think he's crazy for that take.
I agree.
That part where he switches and he's like, my brother had a daughter, that's beautiful. That's really amazing.
He knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing.
You know, I think as a second song on the album, it really slows the pace down. It's a little long. I mean, the outro could be cut in half. The song does not really go many places in terms of progression. For those reasons, I think it's a subpar track on an otherwise excellent record. So let's listen to some of the other deep cuts here.
Hot takes with Zane tonight.
Very hot takes.
Well, that was Should Have Known Better by Sufjan Stevens. Next up, we have All of Me Wants All of You.
Thank you. I'm drawn to the blood, the flight of a one-winged dove. How did this happen? How did this happen? The strength of his arm, my lover caught me off guard. How, head of a rabbit, how, head of a rabbit. For my prayer has always been love. What did I do to deserve this? With blood on my sleeve, Delilah, avenge my grief. How, God of Elijah, how, God of Elijah, as fire to the sun, tell me what I have done. How, heart of a dragon, how, heart of a dragon, for my prayer has always been love. What did I do to deserve this? Now, how did this happen?
That was Drawn to the Blood by Sufjan Stevens off Carrion Lowell. I hope you guys are enjoying our listen through so far. Any comments from our guests today?
Yeah, I think it's a good time to talk about how, like, unifying the sound of all the songs are. It's like all the songs blend together, but it's like almost like you could get them confused, but in the best way possible. Like, it's just, there's sort of this consistency that is throughout the album that I really love.
Yeah, one thing I thought was really highlighted in the last two tracks was kind of these very textural outros.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like these were too superfluous. I feel like they're actually added a lot to the album. Great use of synthesizers in an album that is otherwise very guitar heavy.
Yeah, banger after banger.
I'd like to add that I'm very sleepy right now, and this is making me more sleepy banger after sleepy banger. And you know what? I think that's beautiful. I think that's glorious. And I'm so excited for the next song, because it is potentially one of my favorite, well, I guess potentially my favorite Sufjan Stevens song.
It's a banger.
It is.
A sleepy banger, even.
A sleepy banger, if you will.
And I will.
All right, and without further ado, Eugene.
Light struck from the lemon tree. What if I'd never seen hysterical light from Eugene? A lemon yogurt. Remember I pulled at your shirt. I dropped the ashtray on the floor. I just wanted to be near you. Emerald bark wonders never cease.
to swim. He couldn't quite say my first name. Like a father, he led community water on my head, and he called me Subaru. And now I wanna be near you. Since I was old enough to speak, I've said it with alarm. Some part of me was lost in your sleeve, where you hid your cigarettes. No, I'll never forget. I just wanna be near you. Still I pray to what I cannot see. In the sprinkler I mark the evidence known from the start. From the bed near your death and all the machines that made a mess, far away the falcon flew. Now I wanna be near you. What's left is only bittersweet. For the rest of my life, admitting the best is behind me. Now I'm drunk and afraid, wishing the world would go away. What's the point of singing songs if they'll never even hear you?
That was Eugene by Sufjan Stevens. We had a lot of really strong statements going into the song, big feelings. Would anybody like to elaborate?
It's a beautiful, it's such a sweet song.
I don't know, why did they call him Subaru? You know, that's what always gets me.
They're messing up his name. That's
you know, I find myself unable to enjoy this song because right off the bat, he mentions being called Subaru and that I just can't wrap my head around
it. I have an anecdote.
Mm-hmm.
Please share.
This is actually the song that got me into Carrie and Lowell.
Oh.
Yeah, because so special. We were, Zane and me and Eliza and others as well, we're making playlists for each other. And Zane on my on the playlist for me included
really?
This song, and that's how I got into Carrie and Lowell. And then I like listened to this album on repeat for like I don't know, like a month or some shit.
Can we go around and say what the song that got us into Sufjan was?
Oh, this is embarrassing. It was Mystery of Love from No, I didn't watch it in Call Me by Your Name originally. I watched it. It was in Sex Education. Mystery of Love was, and that show is
amazing. That's more embarrassing.
No.
Yeah, that actually is kind of...
Okay.
That's a good show.
It's a fantastic show.
That is his most listened to song on Spotify.
Have you been watching the new season?
No, I haven't yet. I'm going to get around to it.
I'm like in the middle. It's pretty good.
Can we get back to Sufjan?
You know what? We invite you on the show.
Anyway, yeah, that was it. Not... I think I watched Call Me By Your Name first, but it was in the context of Sex Education that I was like,
gotcha.
All right.
I think the first Sufjan song I got into might have been Kazimir Pulaski Day from my friend from high school, Anna Brief.
Excellent.
Yeah. Zane?
I'm trying to remember. I think Carrie and Lowell is kind of part of the modern canon of albums. I think it is. I think, you know, amongst the nerds in high school who watch too much Anthony Fantano, this is listening to this album is a rite of passage in a way.
That's what you're saying.
An important experience to be had, and then I can share it with people like Micah, who you know didn't have as advanced music tastes.
That's true. In high school I had very bad taste in music.
Very charitable, Zane.
They call me charitable Zane.
They do call you that. Zane
the generous.
Well, next up we have a pretty solemn banger. I sent Eliza a YouTube link about this song earlier in the week. It was an edit of Grave of the Fireflies, ex Sufjan Stevens.
I'm sure that was very cheery.
What?
I'm sure that was very cheery.
It was incredibly cheery, yes. Enjoy 4th of July by Sufjan Stevens.
This song is devastating.
It is.
Good luck. You're gonna need it.
Wow, that was intense. 4th of July. 4th of July by Sufjan Stevens. This year, actually, a couple of us were together on the 4th of July and we listened to this song. Very patriotic moment. But I do acknowledge that was pretty intense for some people. And to acknowledge this intensity. If you need help, Micah with the PSA.
Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency?
To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently if you are off campus, dial 911. This is a public service announcement, public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you very much. Please dial 911 or TEMS if you have an emergency.
That's 911.
You may have heard of it before. Not sure if you guys are familiar with the number, but it's out there for the use.
One more time, that's 911. One.
Thank you for the reminder, Zane. We really want to drill this in. But actually, though, please do reach out for help if you need it. I was in the bathroom the other day in Lane, and there was a poster hanging up in the stall for, like, CMHS, and all the little strips with the phone numbers at the bottom were ripped off.
What is CMHS?
It's, like, the Tufts Mental Health Services. And I was like, wow, the Tufts community is struggling. So... take care of yourselves, guys. I know it's hard with midterms, but we're here for you. We're here to provide some cathartic Sufjan Stevens if you need that.
Very true.
Reach out for help if you need it. So next up, we have The Only Thing by Sufjan Stevens, one of my favorites off the album.
No, this is an absolute banger.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah, this is so good.
Not to spoil my reaction.
We needed some positivity from you tonight.
I'm with Zane. I think this might be the best on the album.
All right. Well, The Only Thing by Sufjan Stevens.
Continue. before I see too much. Should I tear my arms out now? I wanna feel your touch. Should I tear my eyes out now? Everything I see returns to you somehow. Should I tear my heart out now? Everything I feel returns to you somehow.
All right, freaks, that was The Only Thing by Sufjan Stevens. Yeah, really great song. I mean, it's one of my favorite songs ever in that playlist I have, so I'll talk about that. I think everything comes together here. The simple finger-picking guitar at first is what this album is built on, but then it just builds to so much more than that. The lyrics are fantastic, philosophical, but also vivid and concrete. It doesn't feel like it feels like a real grounded song.
Yeah.
And very relatable. And just the breakdown at the end with the synthesizers, it's perfect.
Yeah. Now we're about to pick up the pace a little bit with the titular song, as in it's the title of the album.
Thank you.
Carrie and Lowell.
You don't say.
Thank you. speak. First day of the week. Stumbling words at the bar. Beauty, blue eyes. My order of fries. Long Island kindness and wine. Beloved of John, I get it all wrong. I read you for some kind of poem. Covered in lines, the fossils I find, have they no life of their own? So can we pretend sweetly before the mystery ends? I am with its lonely and greedy demands. There's only a shadow of me. In a matter of speaking, I'm dead. Such a waste, your beautiful face. Stumbling carpet arise. Gem, your white feathered friend, Icarus point to the sun. If history speaks of two baby teeth, I'm painting the hills blue and red. They said, beware, Lord, hear my prayer. I've waited. Wasted my throes on your head. So can we be friends sweetly before the mystery ends? I love you more than the world can contain in its lonely and ramshackle head. There's only a shadow.
over, give out to give in. I search for the capsule I lost. Like my mother, give wings to a stone. It's only the shadow of a cross. Ooh. Ooh. I slept on my back in the shade. A champion, get drunk to get laid. I take one more hit when you depart. I'll drive that stake through the center of my heart. Lonely vampire inhaling its fire. I'm chasing. Sing the dragon too far. Ooh. There's blood on that blade. Fuck me, I'm falling apart. Assassin like Casper the Ghost. There's no shade in the shadow of the cross.
Wow. That was No Shade in the Shadow of the Cross. Zane, factoid?
Yeah, there's an air conditioner in that song, actually. He recorded that. And there's like he just left the air conditioner in there. Gives it kind of a lo-fi feeling. Mm.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we are nearing the end of the hour. Technically doing this like a minute early, but don't
40 seconds.
Don't be mad at me, WMFO police law.
Please, Mr. WMFO, spare
me. Mr. WMFO, please. This is Annika Chan with Confessions of a Freak and our special guests.
I'm Micah.
And I'm Zane.
And our regular co-host,
Eliza.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And now, our final song of the hour, Blue Bucket of Gold.
Dun, dun, dun.
Banger.
To light me.
guys, just while this song ends, I just want to let you know, I feel like we didn't explain, this album was sort of written in reaction to Sufjan's mother, Carrie, dying. And it's named after his mother and his stepfather. So hopefully that gives some context.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Very moving album. Thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. It was a good, introspective, emotional evening. All right. Good night.
Good night.